Yes, the ominous tones mean only one thing. Welcome to your weekly freak show. It's the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And right now, go ahead.
I'm the co-host, Hannah Bach.
Oh, she's got a new thing every week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the Batman thing was last week. So,
okay, you're the co-host, Hannah Bach. Hannah Bach is my co-host. She's right next to me to my left. Welcome to Renegade Radio. If you're not listening to Renegade Radio or you missed it, follow us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Microsoft, wherever you get MyCast, wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. So, had some great shows.
We had some great shows. Last week was phenomenal.
Well, this is going to be phenomenal here because to your left, the woman of many names. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to call you. Is that Gotham Nightmare? Is that what it is now?
Yes, Gotham Nightmare.
I like
formerly,
that.
Formerly.
Soraya Bishop.
Formerly.
Sarah from Nazareth.
Formerly.
Sarah from Almanier.
Formerly.
Pagan Star.
Formerly. Seraphim Ward?
Yes, Seraphim Ward.
You have an album under that name. You forgot that.
Yeah. It was like one of many names. It's like.
She's a mystery. Oh, wait. Also, Yolanda.
And Yolanda Jean Tharp. That's my birth name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then that was a long, long time ago.
Well, no. I still go by Yolanda Jean Tharp because that's my birth name. So everyone knows my real name. They may call me Yolanda. But they'll do like Yolanda Jean Tharp, you know. Like, Gotham Nightmare, whatever. So it just, I mean, I've been in a game for a second, you know, like underground goth, you know, like, gosh, like decades ago, as my PR says, decades ago. And so throughout the years, you know, my name, you know, changed, as building character, building, you know, you know, like revamping myself, so.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly, revamping, exactly.
Yes. I feel like Anthony Hopkins in Dracula. He goes by many names. She goes by many names.
I have many lives, many moons I've lived already. So
Dracul, the undead. Anyway, also, we have one of the funniest people I know. I haven't seen you since I moved back into town.
I know.
And you look as beautiful as ever.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
That's Nikki Watts.
Hi.
And Nick, this is a show that's a long time coming, and I'm glad it's here. Before we get started, sponsors really quick. Did you know that Hillary's Vanity is having a pajama party this weekend?
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds like
fun. Are you familiar with Hillary's Vanity?
No, I am not.
You should, because and you're very stylish. I thought I was going to be goth out, but you blew me away with the goth, the purse, the whole thing. But if you want to get the best in gothic clothing, do you know Hillary's Vanity?
Totally. I love Hillary's Vanity.
Yes. Well, she has a store now.
Oh, really?
1018 North Hollywood Way this Saturday. Well, you know, whenever you're listening to this, but Saturday the 22nd, they're having a pajama party. Or the 23rd, they're having the pajama party.
Oh, wow.
But you don't have to wait for the pajama party. Go down to the store. They've got the best goth clothing from XS, which I think is your size.
Exactly. Extra small or 00. It depends on if I eat chicken soup that week or not.
Really? Okay. All right. So they have your size. They have up to 4X, which is even larger than I am. They have sizes for everybody. They have parasols. It's right in Burbank where all the cool stars are. We drove down Melrose. There's a bunch of Skechers stores. Burbank's where it's happening. Hillary's Vanity, 1018 North Hollywood Way. And if you are not living in L.A., go to hillarysvanity.com for the best in goth clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Audible, audibletrial.com. Audibletrial.com. What the?
For a free trial?
There's a free trial. You know where you get the free trial? You go to audibletrial.com/DMS. I forgot the DMS part. Audibletrial.com/DMS. Nice. They have a radio play of Dracula. I was just speaking Dracula.
Right, exactly. I love their clothing, by the way.
Hillary's
Dracula
Vanity?
Dracula clothing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we're talking about
what we call it Dracula. So.
Okay. Well,
obviously.
Dracula clothing is a different clothing brand. Does not sponsor the show, but if they'd like to sponsor us, please go to...
Audible, a lot of Tim Curry does voices.
That's what I was saying. They have a Dracula play on Audible. Tim Curry, Alan Cumming, and an all-star cast.
Yeah.
They have books... comedy albums. They have Carlin Classic Gold. I paid $25 when they had record stores. Free. Just go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Get whatever book or audio product you want. And one more sponsor real quick.
We have the one and only Lionel Monroe Hat Company. You can find them on Instagram. Jamie Lynn Berman makes custom-made hats. She uses high-quality materials. She actually has her latest creation up on her Instagram, so go ahead, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Purchase a hat from her. Right. It's her love. It's her pride. It's her joy. She puts so much love into those hats.
Mm-hmm.
Lionel Monroe Hat Company.
Right.
On Instagram.
Right. Now I shave my head, I could use a hat. So I'll go to Lionel Monroe Hat Company.
In summer, you know, you got to protect, you know, your head.
Right. I guess so.
And did you want to...
question, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You may hate me, but can I change places with you? Just because I get like weird when I do a side.
If you'd like, sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
thank you so much.
Musical chairs. Hold on, you and Hannah, Nikki, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
So we're gonna get a hat. Are we gonna shop for hats? And then we're gonna go get some lingerie at the in NoHo.
Yeah, and go to a pajama party.
Go to a pajama party.
Just roll out of bed and go party.
But what kind of pajama party would they really? I mean, it's going to be lingerie.
Lingerie. I'm kind of down for a onesie right now. I'm in comfortable mode.
Me too.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, because I don't have to, like, turn and get a, you know, kink in my neck.
Okay. Can you hear me? I'm not hearing anything in the headphones, but that's okay. If you hear it, it's fine with me.
I can hear you.
Okay, that's fine. Now, Gotham. Do I call you Gotham or Nightmare? What do I call you?
Gotham Nightmare.
Okay.
I have many children, by the way.
What's that?
I have Shadow Nightmare, and I have a Shadow Air. Yeah. Many children, like angels.
Those are your children?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Oh, I thought you meant like your spirit guides. Like mine are on crutches at this point.
Right.
Well, I love that.
All right. I don't know if I have any spirit children or children otherwise.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people wish me Happy Father's Day, which I don't know what they know that
I
don't.
Oh, yeah.
And it's summer solstice today.
It is.
Yes, happy summer solstice, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Always happy. Do your work.
So I don't know where to start because you're a singer, you're an actress, you're a director, you're a multimedia, and let's start with the Deep South.
Okay.
How do you go from a young Creole kid in the Deep South? There's Alabama. What was the city in Alabama?
Alabama's where my mom was born.
What's the city name?
Lickskillet. I mean, nobody knows that place.
Lickskillet, Alabama.
That's what I said when my mom told me. And then she corrected me and I went back. She goes, it was Tennessee, Lickskillet. I said, Mom, there's no Lickskillet, Tennessee. She goes, yes, there is. I was like, I looked it up. To my surprise, it was. So there's Lickskillet, Tennessee, and Lickskillet, Alabama. So
there's a lot of Lickskillets down south.
Well, I never heard of Lickskillet. Every time I heard it, I started laughing because I was like, that sounds like really south. It's like,
right.
Like mm-hmm. dirty, like,
yeah.
But it's super cool. So we started like there, and then they went to Mississippi, and like her family's there in Mississippi, and then she went to Indiana, and then of course there's Indiana.
So how does a young Creole girl from the south become the gothic nightmare that you are today?
Have you lived my life?
Yeah. Do tell.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm Creole mixed blood.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm not pure Creole, but I don't know. I just like did talent shows there. I've always like written lyrics and stuff, and I would hear music in my head already. So
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so I started like writing, and I used to stutter a lot.
I was gonna get to this because this is what was fascinating about your story. You had a speech impediment so bad.
Yeah.
That you were mute for several years.
Yeah. Well. When I would talk, I was like, now I talk?
We know.
Yeah. Okay, so I would like, and we hate it because I have to like hit myself to make the word even come out.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like that bad.
That's very goth, by the way.
I'm sorry?
That is kind of goth, by the way.
Yeah, very goth. And so I was like, oh, man, you know, and then of course, I was the okay looking girl. My sister was the pretty one.
Oh.
Really? Regina Marie Lenora. She was like the pretty one. She was like a model and she dated the rock star guys at school. And like, I think that's when I started liking like rocker dudes mm-hmm. because like she's like more Creole than I am. And she has like really beautiful hair, beautiful skin. And so then she always like date like the cute, you know, tall guys, like the long hair, you know, pale skin, obviously, and get in trouble by mom.
Hannah, that's Hannah. You're talking Hannah's language now.
Yeah, she would always get told by mom all the time, and then she'd blame it on me for telling. I was like, I didn't tell. She said, "Where were you at?" I said, "I don't know." She went with her friend. Mm. You never told me not to tell.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So your sister's the one that kind of corrupted you.
Oh, big time. She did. No, she did. I mean, like in a good way though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're here.
Yeah. A very, very.
You're the Gotham nightmare. You're a superstar
exactly,
now.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you've and your new single, which I really like the groove of, mm-hmm. on YouTube, So you want to fuck a rock star. And it's apropos that this is a single because, not to be indelicate, you have fucked some rock stars.
Yes, I have.
Trent Reznor.
Yes, I have.
The lead singer. That beats your sister's local Alabama rock stars to hell.
Wow.
How did you meet Trent Reznor?
Oh, through a mutual friend of mine. Ironically, I was doing music, and so I was working my first demo, if you would. And so I was in church back then, not now, obviously, but, you know, just coming from this, you know, Indiana at the time, and, you know.
And you were in Hollywood.
In Hollywood. My mom didn't get the, she was like, why you, doesn't make sense with the Hollywood, now you're in church, and blah, blah. I was like, Mom, I know what I'm doing. Honestly, I did not, because I'm not in church anymore. I got kicked out. My weird thing.
We'll talk about getting kicked out of church later. About what time frame is this?
We mean like with
Well, Trent Reznor. When you meet Trent.
Oh my god.
When your girlfriend's got, I got a guy for you, Trent Reznor.
Yeah. Well, this is how she did it. So she kind of tested me, right? And so I was working on my album, and so I would ask the guy from church, like church choir guy. I said, could you do the music for me? I have these lyrics and stuff. He goes, just bring me a sample of what you want it to sound like. So I was like, okay. I didn't know what he looked like. I never met Trent. I didn't know what his face looked like. I just knew the voice, something right. He could never have. That was my favorite song.
Yeah.
And so I took him the demo, or his Trent's like album, and I was like, it's sort of like this. I said, because I want to hear his voice. I said, it's weird. I said, I understand his spirit. That's how I put it.
Right.
And he goes, oh, yeah, I can do it. Obviously, he couldn't do it. And so then I was like, oh, this whole fucking sucks. And then I told my girlfriend that. And she was like, just happened to do it. I said, who? She goes, Trent. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, where am I going to find him? Just, like, randomly. And I actually said that. And she remembers that to this day. I was like, oh, yeah, like, where am I going to find him? Like, whoever talks to Trent? You never see Trent anywhere. And so a month later, we actually met. And then we started.
So, is this like the secret law of attraction thing? Like, you wished for it and it happened?
Witches. You know, we all are witches. You know what I mean?
Like, willed it in.
Yeah.
Was there a little sorcery involved?
No, it wasn't. No. Okay. Not to my knowledge.
Now, where do you run into Trent Reznor?
We went to dinner. My girlfriend, Leo Herrera, was his engineer.
Okay.
And probably still is. And so she was kind of like seeing Leo. And so when he came into town, she never told me that, by the way. It was kind of like, I want to keep that my girlfriend in dark so that she doesn't try to steal my guy. Because she didn't know me like that. And the thing is, I was always celibate, so I would never do that to her anyway. Mm-hmm. So then she got to know me, and then they came in town. And she was all like, hey, I have some friends in town, and my friends invited you out to dinner. Right. I said, okay. So when we go out to dinner, and to behold, here comes like all these like rocker dudes. I'm like, yeah. You know, and so we go inside, and it's the whole band. It's the whole entire band at the table.
Right.
Yeah, we had Thai at, it was like a Thai restaurant on, I think it was like Cahuenga, something like that over in like Sunset and Cahuenga.
Okay.
Chandora, like, it's gone now. It's not there anymore. Okay. But that's like one of his favorite ones when you come into town. So we went there, we ate, and like the whole band's at the table.
So he's on tour.
Oh, yeah, he's on tour. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're all there, and then like he was there with some girl. But he goes, it was his friend, whatever. So I said, okay. So, yeah, so that's kind of like how it started out. So everybody's like a table eating, and they're like talking to one another, cracking jokes. I'm just like, just eating my Thai food, whatever. And then he's kept looking over like this, right? And I pretend like I didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Leo goes to her name was Sayonara, to a friend. He goes, I think my guy likes your girl. And then she goes, really? And she goes, yeah. And then almost finished like all my food. And he was like, pig. That was the first word he ever said to me. Was
what
pig.
A flirt.
Yeah, but he has a song called Hey Pig.
Yeah.
Right.
Pig,
right.
Pig, yeah, yeah. So the first, so he's like, pig. And I was like, I just kind of smiled. And then after we went to like, it's like someplace on Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so his friend came up to me. He goes, hey, Trent wants to meet you. And he's having a girl dropped off. And I was like, okay. So, yeah, so he you know, took me to the car, you know, and took me to where he was at, and everybody had drinks out and stuff. You know, we all went out after that, like a couple places, and that's kind of how it happened. He had to go to an e-convention the next day, obviously, and he invited me to go, and yeah, I was like,
good move.
Yeah, and he goes, I want you to stay with me, and I stay here, and I was like, no, I got to go home. He said, why? I said, I just got to go home. And I'm sure no girl ever told Trent Reznor, no. But it's like I'm celibate.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to put myself in a situation to like,
were you really?
Oh yeah. And I still am. Like if I don't have a boyfriend, I don't have random sex.
Mm.
You know? And
I'm the same way, but
yeah,
you know.
Same here.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of sex, but I just need a partner.
Yes. No, so you were celibate, and you said, I don't want to stay there.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't for that reason. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what at all he had in mind.
Well, I mean, he did want to, I mean, he wanted to fuck you, obviously.
Yeah. And so I said, no, if I should go home. He goes, okay. He goes, I'll call you tomorrow. And he gave me his office's phone number, and he gave me his code number at the hotel, which is not.
Oh, that's cool.
It was under smoker.
Smoker. So you call the hotel, could you get the smoker on the line?
Exactly.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, see, I was at like a cold name at the hotel.
Next time Nine Inch Nails is in town.
We're going to call every hotel. Yeah.
Smoker.
Where's
smoker.
The smoker? Yeah. And in L.A., there's no smoker, so we'll find him.
No. Exactly. It's like, see, he didn't, you know, that's like a code name in case somebody calls in.
So is this like when he was at his peak, like Downward Spiral, or was this a little before?
No, that's at he was touring with he was right before he did with Teeth. He did with Teeth, and then he was touring.
Oh, okay.
He was doing in 1999.
Like the Fragile years.
That's it, the Fragile, right. And You and Me. Like, I know all the songs almost by heart.
Right.
But you know,
my favorite Nine Inch Nails album, by the way, Fragile.
Yeah. Well, mine too.
Mm-hmm. Well, but obvious reasons. I didn't fuck for Trent Reznor, but I like the album.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't mean to cheapen it. So how long did you go out with him?
A duration of a 10-year off and on period.
Wow.
Yeah, 1999 to 2009 but the thing is, like, off and on because he toured.
Right.
Yeah, like, at the beginning, he was touring when we met, and then he kind of, like, he slowed down, so I got to meet his whole family, to, you know, like, Mercer. He flew me there for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, so I met everybody. For Valentine's Day, he would, like, send me gifts, you know, things like that. I would likewise do, obviously. I'm a tomboy, so I, you know. And he would fly me out to his shows. I went to Canada.
How does fly under the radar?
Oh, it's crazy. Okay, so we're in Canada, right? Mm-hmm. And he sees performing, and then we get off, and then we're about to go to his tour bus, which is in the back. So, like, all the guys, they're done, they get dressed and stuff. So he grabs my hands and he goes, "You ready?" I was like, "Yeah." Okay. So we're walking, and, like, all these people just swarms us. And so he just, like, looking at me, so I'm looking at him, right? I'm in front of everybody. Like, it's me, him, and then everybody else. And he has fans in front of him. He has people with cameras taking pictures and, you know, recorders trying, you know, to get, you know, images of him and stuff like that. And so then we get on the tour bus, and we go, he closed the door, and then he goes, was that bad? I was like, no. Was that too bad? I was like, no. And so that's kind of like how it started out. But it's just, like, wherever we go and wherever he would go, like, I would just see, like, massive of people just, like, swarm around him. Like, his fans are, like, diehard fans.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I know. And I know a lot of women that really like Trent Reznor and really pay attention to who he's dating had no idea about you.
Yeah.
And then he married a woman that, very exact looking, beautiful in her own right.
Exactly.
Is that, like, he's got a type?
Well, 2000, no, he's dated a lot of girls. Well, not a lot of girls, but he's pretty picky about who he dates.
Yeah.
And I'm not a blabbermouth. That's one thing, is, like, everybody knew we were dating. We would date openly. And Sarai Bishop, like, we had the same producers and stuff. Like, his you know, his friends were my producers, you know, the same family.
And why didn't he produce?
Oh, he asked. But, of course, my wife's thinking, I was like, I don't want you for that. You know, because I thought he's a super nice guy. I was like, I can do this part myself. And he told me, he goes, yeah, a little burden told me you do music. And I said, yeah, but, you know, I just kind of, like, want to do my first album by myself, because before I met you, that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, so what's your influence? You're like, okay, so I wouldn't dare say you. Like, that wouldn't even be, that's, I was like, that is so retarded.
It was just too, you wanted to be your own person.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like, I like Concrete Blonde, I like Garbage, you know, things like that. He goes, oh, okay, cool. He goes, well, we have some that you'd like to hear. I'd like to hear it. And I said, okay. And then, like, throughout the time we were dating, he's the same thing. He would call me. He's like, so I want to ask you a question. I'm like, yeah. I go, so what is it you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, I do movies. I would like to do movies. But at the time, I was acting, not writing or making movies. And I said, I'd like to probably do, like, movies, modeling, maybe just obviously music. And he goes, well, I'd like to help you with your music. And I said, really? I said, but I don't want you for that. And I did it just because he had told me a story about every time he meets a person that he really thinks he has a good friend. And then he goes, before you know it, hey, Trent, they're handing their demo tape. And he goes, I was like, fuck, dude, I thought I had a cool friend here. Yeah. And now you're asking me for something.
Which would segue into the whole Marilyn Manson thing, but I'm going to pause on that because, first off, I think I'm the only one in the studio that has, except for maybe Trevor, that hasn't fucked a rock star.
I've never fucked a rock star.
I was wondering, so I was going to ask you if you fucked any rock stars.
No.
Nobody, no indie rock stars? Nobody?
No.
Now, here's the thing. Now, you have a lot of names.
Well, I guess, well, no, I didn't fuck
a rock star. Wait. You were about to say something.
But I've, like, I heavily made out and almost had sex with the drummer from Lit, and then he died.
What? Well, I didn't know the drummer from Lit died.
Yeah, he died. Oh, that's too bad. Ages ago. Met with the Dragonfly.
Oh, wow. But that wasn't related to your kiss.
No.
Oh, good.
No, like when Brad Renfro ate me out and then died.
Well, wait a second. Is that true? I know I read that somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was my Instagram. But that was like, we met him in at a...
Brad Renfro ate you out.
Yeah, but we made out. He kind of went down on me a minute. But he was in DUI classes with me and made him laugh.
Oh, wow. And
that was a long time ago. That was like 2006 or something. It was like right when I moved here.
Yeah, he's...
in 2008 he passed, I think.
Wow, good for you. Well, there you go. I will never reach out, but...
No.
I didn't realize... How long have I known you? 4 years, 5 years?
Four or five years.
Yeah, I mean,
when I started doing comedy we met.
Yeah, I've been out of the scene for a couple... I've been out of L.A. for a couple years.
I've been out of the scene.
Right, well, we're going to talk about that, but I didn't know Nikki Wants was a pseudonym. It just hit me, like, literally, like, 2 months ago.
That is a pseudonym?
Yeah.
No.
Your real name is Nikki Wants.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my real name.
You're smiling. Wait a second.
You want to see my ID? Like, seriously.
No, because I thought, I read somewhere, you were like, well, wait, if you really think my name's Nikki Wants, it's like, wait a second. Is your name Nikki Wants?
Yes. I'll show you.
So it is not a pseudonym. You were just goofing around on social media.
No, but what was it?
There was some post where you're like, oh, I bet you think my name's really Nikki Wants.
There you go. Look. Nicole Carolyn Wants.
Your name's really Nikki Wants.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess
I'll show you my birth certificate.
No, because I thought it was your real name. It didn't even dawn on me that it could be a pseudonym.
Yeah, it's not. People ask me, though.
Right.
I don't know why.
It's a great stage name.
What is it? I was picked on so bad by that.
Nikki Wants.
What does she want?
Well, now, I mean, you know, you've heard the now the picked on are in power.
I know.
Look at the Nerdist logo right there. It's not Nerdist anymore.
Yeah, it's not Nerdist anymore.
Huh? Well, no, we're the Ruby now, but they're going to take that down at some point. But the nerds are in control.
They are, I hope.
How did that happen? What do you mean, I hope?
I'm not a nerd. I'm not a nerd. Yeah. I mean, maybe
they're just as big assholes as the people that weren't nerds.
But all the guys I date are nerds.
Are they really?
Oh, big time.
Like Brad Renfro and the guy from Lit?
No, he's not. That was just like Cassie Fancy Funk. That was like, I forget. He's really even like, I just.
Now, define nerd. Define nerd for me.
I don't know.
Because everybody's a fucking nerd now.
Like Rick Moranis type.
That's nerdy.
Yeah.
I've never seen a guy who looks like Rick Moranis in my life.
I've met my boyfriend.
I've seen pictures of him.
He's pretty nerdy.
He doesn't look like Rick Moranis.
I mean, he's nerdy, like the Jewish nerd, nerdy glasses. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, he's got the hipster proof beard. He's got the whole thing.
He doesn't have a beard.
Didn't he?
Uh-uh.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God, maybe that was the other ex.
Am I thinking about it? Well,
I mean, that one pulled a gun on me. The other one, you know, was mad for the cops. I'm like, but pussy's that good, guys.
Well, I had a guy to blow my car up once.
wait a second. Let's hear this.
My Mercedes. So it was a convertible Mercedes I had. And so this guy, he was a German guy. Very wealthy, by the way. And
was he a rock star?
In his own right.
He was uncircumcised, though, right?
Yeah, well, he was a German.
Oh.
Ouch. So you got the...
No, that's the whole point.
Turtle head, the whole thing?
Yeah. No, but that wasn't that kind of relationship, though. I was an artist, and he tried to manipulate me to date him.
Right.
And obviously, I was like, no, I don't want to date. I mean, he wasn't a bad-looking guy, obviously. Blue eyes, you know, tall, whatever.
Oh, you like blue eyes?
I'm sorry?
You like blue eyes?
Do I like blondes?
Blue eyes.
Well, I mean, I don't go after blue eyes, obviously, but they have like gray eyes, blue eyes, like something that pops out, you know. And then the eyeline looks really good underneath it.
I'm trying to look you in the eye. Yeah. Anyway, so was he Rammstein or KMFDM or somebody we would know?
No.
Okay.
No. Although I do like Rammstein's music.
I went to that guy, the bassist or the guitarist of Rammstein's house.
Yeah.
And his wife was like smoking hot.
Like, well, I'm sure.
I'm not even into women, but she was like a hotter Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
Like, she was like the living end.
Nice.
And I was like, I don't even know.
Did you end up at the Rammstein guitarist house?
Because my friend Kim was in a show. She's a model, and she was in a show with the hottie, like,
oh, okay,
the wife.
All right.
I didn't know who she was, but I was like, this woman's gorgeous, and she had a little, and I was like, maybe I might be a lesbian. I might be. But she was really nice, and then it was like vibe, like friend vibes. And then we went to her house, and we were walking down. It was like on Canal Street, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? And it was a townhouse, a little townhouse, right? Mm-hmm. You would miss it if you,
right.
You wouldn't even think of it. It was like by Canal Jeans. Now that's gone. But, and all of a sudden she's like here, and we're just like, oh, I didn't even notice. And,
wow.
And then it's like he had a home studio. You went upstairs, and there's this huge home studio. And I was like, what is your husband, or what is she's all my husband's in Rammstein, like, I don't know if it was the bassist or the, but she was very like, and she, but she was so nice, and so like, I just wanted to braid her hair and like have like pillow fights and like, you know, like tell her everything's gonna be okay. I don't know, like, she's like shortly fine, but I'm like, yeah, why are we best friends?
But so
I think her name was Karen.
Okay, so somebody blew up your Mercedes.
Yeah.
And also you had your cats killed because of your next relationship that I'll be talking about.
Yeah, I did. Well, okay.
I've read a few things, and
The thing is, like, it's all fabricated. It's all bullshit. Is all.
But you did go out with Madonna Wayne Gacy, my favorite member of Marilyn.
Exactly.
Manson.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, my choice and favorite. If I were to pick one, but he picked me instead.
I don't want him to pick me, but I got to tell you, honestly. And you know him a lot better than I do, obviously. Since he left the band, none of their albums have been any good.
He's not the only one who said that. I said that. I said that publicly. All the fans said the same thing. After Madonna and Gacy Pogo left the band Marilyn Manson, I was like, his music's changed. Everybody's like, dude, that sucks. And I think even in a magazine, in a radio interview I mentioned during the Scandal time, I said that. I was like, you might have your golden boy. And I was like, and you guys both should get back together, because since he left the band, you haven't even been the same. Your music hasn't even been the same. And I'm not the one who says it. Everybody says it. And I didn't tell you that, but you just told me that.
Yeah. And also, I remember when they first came out, of all the guys, and they're all trying to look evil, he was the one that looked the most legitimately evil.
Exactly.
Of all.
Yeah, he does.
You can look at the other, you're like, okay. All right, the guy in the dress is kind of creepy, but this dude with the bald head and the way he's looking at the camera is the creepiest motherfucker I've ever seen.
Yeah, he is.
How did you meet Madonna Wayne Gacy? Or her real name is Stephen Beer.
Stephen Beer Jr.
Oh, Beer, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Stephen Beer Jr. I'm at the studio. The recording studio. And we always go to the same studio. And we have the same mutual friends, obviously, like the whole Manson, Nine Inch Nails, Godhead, Kidney Thieves, you know, Tool. It's all the same exact family. And you know, those guys I work with, either I'm pulling from a band member to do a show, or they're producing my album, single, or something, or they're making sure I have the right publicist, which the last time I went outside the circle, and you see what happened.
Well, how long after you broke up with Trent, and how did you break up with Trent? What happened there?
Oh, it wasn't really a breakup.
You just drifted apart?
No, well, okay, so he started going on tour back to back. He would fly me out and stuff, and we still talked on the phone a lot and had an email every day. He bought me a camera so I could take pictures every day of me. That was the point. He goes, here. He goes, send me a picture every day. So I said, okay. So every single day I was sending a picture or something. He goes, do more. I'm like, oh, my God. It was like, so literally.
Wow, that sounds like my relationships. Send me more pictures.
No, but
download speed not fast enough.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's really kind. You know, he's like, want more. I'm like, okay. And so I was like, you know, I guess it's keep me like, you know.
No, he wanted you fresh in his mind. I understand. I'm making a bad jerk off joke, but he sounds sweet.
Yeah, he's very kind. And so I went from that to
a couple, I'm sure, but.
A couple of Trent Reznor photos?
No, he jerked off a couple of her photos. She said,
I thought you were like, I jerked off a few of Trent Reznor. Yes, no. I'm like, he's a good looking man.
Though. Yeah.
So we you would send him pictures every day.
Yeah, I had to. And then it just got to the point. I was just like, okay, so I didn't send him an email one day. And then the next day he was like, hey, what happened? I was like, I didn't get email from you. So I was like, oh my God, he knows that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then I was like, yeah. So I sent him an email. And then just like I just pulled a little bit back because I was like, he was like he had another tour in like another year, mm-hmm. and I know because he said he wanted to start a family. That's what the whole point was, and this was like right. before any of that.
You want to start
other
a family
stuff.
With you.
Well, I'm not saying that, but we were together,
right.
and so he was like, you know, he goes, I can't really do that much unless you know until I've taken care of myself. Until, you know, the finances, the touring, not a stable husband, a stable guy, whatever it was that he mm-hmm. would have been, you know, he had a vision he wanted his future to be with whoever right. girl, woman he chose, you know? So, so basically the point, my brain's lost a train of thought.
No, okay, so.
Dude, where'd you get that jacket? Because I love it. I love right. this jacket. Yeah.
Where did you get the jacket?
Ask the vintage, but the print I thought the what I was wondering of telling you about the camera,
right?
Okay, but what was the top of the point?
Well, I was gonna say, why did you guys break up?
Oh, okay. So why we break up? So it wasn't really a breakup. So it was from just being like distant like that. And although he would fly me out, and we do the whole talk on the phone every day, or like I said, do the email every day. It's just I was like, I just don't want to. Put myself in a situation to where I'm like, okay, hey, we're still together like that, and because we were, but at the same time, I understand that he had to do his thing, mm-hmm. and so then he was like, oh, what? I'll be back, you know. And he came back, and so I went back to for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and stuff, and met his family for the second time,
right.
and then he came back, and of course he moved here to LA, and then I saw his head shaved. I was the first girl to see him. He shaved his head bald, and I was there when he went to Hazleton.
Him and me.
Yeah, he went to Hazleton rehab. I was there doing like the whole Hazleton thing, and and the what is it in do with teeth.
All right.
Yeah. So I was like, I was still in his life, and so like I said, like I started doing my own thing. I pulled back. I said, I want to do my music.
Right.
I'm just gonna focus so I can. You know, when he comes back, when whatever happens, you know, at least I was just here like a girlfriend, just like, oh my God, I'm just going to come back.
You already had an album out in 2004, I believe.
Yeah.
Mute Malevolence.
Exactly.
Under the name Soraya Bishop.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going by Soraya Bishop at that time. And so I was like, okay. And by the way, he called me and he goes, guess who I'm looking at? He goes, I said, who? He goes, Soraya Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I have your album in my hand. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And that's when Tower Records and stuff was around.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's cool. And so obviously, you know, he looked out for my stuff, and he said, he congratulated me, and he goes, you know, I'm really proud of you. And he was mm-hmm. the first person that ever said that they was really proud of me for doing anything, hence my stuttering, mm-hmm. you know, we call it speaking in pen in my head was
right.
completely gone away. And so I was like, yeah, so just like we never broke up. And then he came back, like I said, and then we moved here, and he took me to his house over in Beverly Hills that he had. So mm-hmm. I saw his pad here, and I met, you know, some of his producers there. And so it's kind of like how it happened. And then, of course, he booked a tour here, and then he started doing back-to-back here. And so that's kind of like how it was. And I just talked to him in 2009. And obviously, like, during the time, one of my girlfriends, she was all like, yes, she had some beef with me because she actually liked him.
Okay. I figured things like that would happen.
Well, yeah, but it was the same girl.
Right.
So
the one who hooked you up with him. Was
yeah,
the one who, yeah.
They had the beef because she actually liked him.
Right.
And but she was with his friend, and then I ended up with him. Mm-hmm. And so, so she was telling me, she go, oh yeah, well you know, I heard something and I read something about maybe he like cheated on you with some girl backstage. And I was like, no way, right? So my dumb ass do this. So I go online, I'm like, da da da, and I'm just looking at dumb shit. And first of all, you don't go online and you don't look at somebody's forum because people write shit, you know what I mean? I met him, or dude, he's in the elevator, dude, he's had a drink with him, or dude, I, you know, you don't know. And so then, and I didn't see anything like that she said. So I was like, I'm just gonna ask him. So he called me. He was, hey, talk to me like that. And so I was like, yeah, I'll ask you something. And it was a very stupid thing to ask.
Right.
But I did it. I did the stupid thing to ask. And I was like, well, because it was this, that girl that kind of like, you know, was with his friend whenever he came in town.
Right.
He's like, no, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, well, somebody told me that you, he goes, no. He goes, did I tell you that? I said, no. And he said, okay. He goes, well, don't believe everything you read and don't believe everything you hear. He goes, if I did do something like that, he goes, I will tell you I did that. He mm-hmm. goes, but no, that never happened. He goes, it's online. Like, it was on a form. And the right. thing is, one that I didn't even see. Like, I didn't even see. So basically, she was throwing like monkey wrenches at me, like to get me, like, you know. Yeah, but
so,
yeah.
So that aroused suspicion. And
well, yeah, but yeah, because I never thought anything like that, right. And so that was the first time I asked a stupid question like that, and right. he was like, no, he goes, no.
Nikki, you've asked questions like that of your boyfriends.
What? Why are you looking at forums?
No. Are you cheating
like
on me?
Cheating, like not cheating, but like oh, I heard no, maybe a girl.
Well, I just already knew my. I mean, not this, but my. My past ex. Was I found out was like 14 or 15 women in the year we were with.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's all?
Boy. I know. It's not that busy. I mean, that's it. God.
How did yeah. he, 14 or 15 in the year that you guys were going out?
Yeah.
Wow. How did he?
And then he wants to get me back, and he was actually calling my friends. Actually, last week, called my friend, was like, set up a date with Nikki. Like, go to dinner with Nikki and like tell me where you're at so I can see her because she blocked me from everything. And
oh,
I was like, no.
Hell no.
Like, if my friend's going to hoodwink me right. to see your fucking dumb ass, like, no, like
so he could cheat on his girlfriend. He's going out. He has now.
Oh no, I don't think he has. He doesn't have a girlfriend.
He
now.
Doesn't deserve.
No,
one.
He doesn't deserve
no,
anything.
No, I'll bet he
right?
does. I'll bet he does. That's
he
the
was
kind of
actually.
Guy
I was on a FaceTime with him, and I found out he was getting his dick sucked while I was FaceTiming with oh, me.
He deserves to be put in a cage.
Yeah. You know, like
wait, he was getting his dick sucked while he was FaceTiming.
Yeah, and then I kept because I was hearing. I heard
what
something.
A guy.
What a
and
piece of shit.
Yeah, but he's going to pull the gun on me, and it was crazy.
What?
He's a crazy person. But it doesn't even. He does. He like fought like. Googles me a lot, so I'm like, I'm even like talking. It's like Voldemort. I'm like, oh, he doesn't even. He would think I gave a
is
shit.
Is this a comic?
No.
Oh, good.
You should say something to him on the camera. He's probably gonna look at this.
Yeah, I probably will. Leave me alone.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Yeah. I hope he does, but it's.
Wow.
And then
I didn't know your dating life was that.
It's
that,
crazy.
That adventurous.
It is. I mean, I'm well.
But your dating life's like Goodfellas. It's like really weird.
Goodfellas.
Really. I'm
between
a good
the
girl.
Blowing up the car and the gun and the.
And she's had the car blow up. Yeah. I have
yeah.
the gun.
Yeah.
And then I have the cops busting in my house.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now I'm gonna like we're talking about one. Getting married, so it's like you
to
know.
The guy that called the cops on you.
Yeah.
I have a gross creeper story.
Oh please, I want
to
hear this.
So there was this like guy that used to social media stalk me, right? This metal guy. And I would never, right. like, really respond. He's like, let me take you out to a vegan restaurant knowing I'm vegan. And he's like, hey.
Are you vegan?
Yeah.
How does he know that and I don't?
Huh?
How does he know that and I
it's
don't?
It's on my Instagram. Anyway.
I'm not.
So,
I've been researching.
I'm proud of you that you're vegan.
Gotham
you have
nightmare.
Not brought it up. Yeah. Until right now.
Well, here's that's why. Awesome. So this guy, he's like, well, I'm shooting a metal video. He's like, I'm going to send it to you. Like, trying to impress me. I'm like, So he goes down to this butcher shop in East LA and buys a severed pig head. Proceeds to send me a video of him making out with it. He literally stuck his tongue in the severed pig's mouth. It's like, bleh.
That's very nice.
And
that's
sends it to me. I was like, it was disgusting and psycho.
Did he have like closer in the background? And was he spinning around or?
No, he was like outside and on the
you're
corner
like, come
street.
Up with something way more interesting than that.
Yeah.
That's so
you let me
1994.
Who does that? Ugh.
Some guy drew a picture of me, one of my Twitter fan, like follower guys, of in blood. Like,
whoa!
And I have
whose blood?
I don't know. I guess it was his. It was like crayon and blood. And I was like, that's
wow.
a man after my own heart. Right
well, I wear blood, so
yeah, like I like
I'm sorry,
that.
I wear blood
what
when
about
I sing.
You in blood?
I wear blood when I sing. When I sing, I wear blood.
No, I've looked at your most recent photo shoot. That's blood.
Yeah, that's blood.
Now, whose blood is that?
I do it professionally. I make professional blood. Like I can make it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. This is stage blood.
Well, I mean, I don't slaughter humans. That I'm pro human. You know,
right.
I am a vampire. So.
Well, before we get back to the Madonna Wayne Gacy story, I wore this Kiss tie for a reason, because I read that this was one of your mentors right here,
Gene Simmons.
Now, how do you meet
yes.
this guy?
And
you didn't sleep with him. Let's.
I did
clear.
Not sleep with him.
Gene Simmons.
Not
I
at
talked
all.
To me though at. What's that restaurant? It's in Cahuenga. It's that Mexican restaurant. Velvet Margarita.
Oh, that's a good place.
And he was walking out as well, and he was like, ooh. Nice. And I was like, but me and his wife have the same birthday, so I was like, maybe it's the Pisces thing.
What's your sign? Your sign.
My sign is Gemini.
Okay. Anna?
I'm an Aquarius.
Okay.
You?
Oh, I'm Scorpio. But
Trevor?
Anyway.
You're a Leo? Roar. I'm a Leo moon.
Yeah. My dad's name is Leo, but he's not a Leo. Anyway, to get back to the story here. So how do you meet? Well, apparently you can go to the Velvet Margarita and get eye fucked by him, but how did you meet?
It was nice.
Yeah, through Barry Levine. Barry Levine, he's part of, they do like comics and stuff, and he's, you know, he was part of his management also, and like he did his like photos. He started Kiss with Kiss and just came up. So now they have like this huge, used to be with like Dark Horse Entertainment.
Right.
And that's how I met Barry in the film business. And then he was like, yeah, I want you to meet Gene. And
so some dude named Gene.
Gene. And so then he gets on the phone in his office right away, and he calls, and he's like, hey, I want to have somebody here. I want you to meet, and I want you to meet her for management. You know, she needs a good management. And so he said, okay. So he was at Radio 1 in Culver City doing an interview there. So he goes, tell her to come down to Radio 1. I'm doing an interview, and after that, we'll meet with her in there. So I went down to Radio 1, and so, of course, he's doing, you know, the whole Kiss band was doing an interview. And so I came out, and he's like, hi, I'm Gene, and introduced himself. So we went into the room.
Right.
And the office room. And so I showed him like all my stuff, my video stuff, my music content. He listened to like every song, very patient. Right. He saw my visual. He goes, okay, I want to see visuals. So I showed him the visuals and stuff. And so basically, you know, he gave me like the rundown on branding myself, make sure I own like all my publishings, make sure my trademarks and all that's like mine.
But here's the thing about branding yourself. You change your name like every two months.
Because I started at Yolanda Jean Tharp.
Is that his idea?
Birth name. No,
I got that.
Yeah, that's my birth name. And then I was Soraya Bishop. Now, the thing with that was Soraya Bishop, like, when I just wanted to develop spiritually, and I did, I became Seraphim. And a Seraphim is like the highest order rank of angels. Mm-hmm. So, again, Soraya Bishop, you know, Prince's Overseer.
Right.
Yeah, so I went from that to just being like an angelic. So that's where Seraphim Ward came in at. And then I just dropped the Ward because me and my PR wanted to focus on my career and not like this huge scandal that you had to
read through.
Yeah, you had to read through all the scandal in order to get to the artist.
Right.
And now he's like, oh, cool, we like her music, but you've already like, you know.
Well, that makes sense.
You went to like so many magazines, and then now you hear the music, you see the video and stuff.
But you don't want to go back to Soraya Bishop.
Well, no, I'm still the real Soraya Bishop.
But I mean, did you think about going back to that after the whole Marilyn Manson scandal?
No, I just went. Well, the thing is, like, everything happened so fast,
right?
You know, and I wanted to revamp my name for a reason when I went from Soraya Bishop. So I wanted to stay Seraphim, and plus I, you know, it's like Seraphim. You don't just change into something just odd, weird. And it's like, weren't you Seraphim Ward? And now you're like, whatever, Potato Tuesday. Or something, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, you know, so I wanted to keep my first name, so then I got Anwayir.
Right.
So I became Seraphim Anwayir, and Anwayir was Lucifer's last name, which was one of my guardian angels at the time, and which gave me permission to use it. And true story. And so then.
Lucifer did?
Yeah, Samuel Anwayir. His name is Samuel.
Oh, okay.
Samuel Anwayir is the angel Lucifer.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I haven't talked to Sam in a while, so I don't really.
Ask him about me.
But I should ask the big guy who owes me a favor down there.
So. I did meet Stanton LaVey.
Ask him. But, you know. Yeah, ask him about me. He knows me personally.
I did meet Stanton LaVey, but he wasn't terribly impressed by me. But that's all. So. But anyway,
it's like when Joey Ramone and I ran up to him and I just threw my arms around him and I was like, "Hi," and he's like, he just stood there and I'm like.
No, I did a show with
Joey Ramone was really not give a shit, but I was a super fan.
I did a show with Charles Manson's son, who I got to look up and I got to get him on the show. But and we, you know, we were friends, and he had we were doing a show at the CIA, and he had Stanton LaVey, who was the high priest of the Church of Satan.
He's the grandson, right?
He's the grandson.
He added me on Facebook last night. I was all starstruck.
Well, here we go. Everything goes. There's a lot of coincidences go happening. This is really weird.
This is weird.
So
yeah.
The guy's
summer solstice.
And you want to talk about the guy from Rammstein having a beautiful girlfriend? Stanton LaVey's girlfriend is amazing looking. So he's like, hey, this is my friend, the goth comedian. He's like, hello, just like totally dismissive of me. And I was like, I don't know if that's good or bad, but okay. So Lucifer told you to change your name.
Well, he didn't say change it, but I was looking for a last name.
Okay.
And so I was like, I was just going through my stuff, just like, you know, writing names down and stuff like that. And when you communicate, which I do with angelic beings, and we do, and just like use my last name.
Which is weird because if I'm not mistaken, and Hannah will tell you how much research I do on my beautiful female guests, although I didn't know your name was real.
I know, Mark. I can't believe that.
See, I thought it was right. Anyway.
Now you do.
I just want to know what did I post that you thought? Sorry, if I go off, but what did I post that I that you
posted? Oh, like you think that's my real name, something like that. Anyway, forget that. And this has to do with comedy. If I'm not mistaken, this week you went to an atheist comedy show at the Improv.
Yeah. Well, it was Atheist Celebration.
Or Atheist Celebration.
Yeah, I'm the atheist.
Were you there?
At the Atheist?
At the Atheist Improv show?
I
said we were celebrating atheism.
No, I guess it wasn't an improv show. It was an Atheist Celebration, but it was at the Improv.
Exactly. Oh, I thought it was a comic atheist.
Well, I thought it was too. But it was just
an atheist celebration.
So they just rented the Improv for the atheist. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was like a stable, just like celebrating atheism.
Oh,
you know, it's not
cool.
Really good laughing.
Yeah. But if you have angels and Lucifer, how can you be an atheist?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Okay, well, I am atheist. I'm a pagan. I'm a pagan.
Got that.
Yeah, so that's why a pagan star. Yes,
right.
Pagan star.
Happy summer solstice.
Yeah, and some solstice.
Yeah. So basically what I believe in, like, I know there's God, and I know there's angels and all that. And being a pagan, we use all the elements. We believe in the cosmos. We believe in, you know, the star gods, you know, earth, air, water, fire, the pinnacles, the different, you know, like crystals. And it's like we use them. Like they, you know, sometimes they guide us the right way, sometimes they don't. And I believe in, we call it the I am presence, which means I am God, and we're created as God. So.
And you're the I am artist.
Exactly.
Well, like Wayne
look
Dyer
at that.
Or whatever,
you know,
like
look, he did his research. Yeah, the I am artist.
You refer to yourself as the I am artist.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's
all capitalized.
Exactly. That's like the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like growth, as you would say. And it's very hard to become an I am, by the way, because most don't even know about it. You know,
I don't know about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like one of those things that's like hidden, like secret society stuff.
Right.
The I am, the one Christ self.
Hmm.
Your higher self.
It's like Illuminati shit, or what?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. It's like.
Are you in the? You're in the Illuminati?
No, I refuse to be that because of
have you been offered to be in the Illuminati?
I've been offered to be a Mason and in the Illuminati, and I said no, I can't do that. And he's like, why not? I said, well, this is how I look at it. Like I advanced my studies so much, and a lot of things I do learn, I would have to go backwards, and you can't undo something. I won't make a silence of a code of silence if I already know it, because I'm gonna fuck up. I promise you that. Like something, what do they teach you there is there, and it don't go outside the door.
Right.
Okay. Well, I already know that.
So there's nothing I can have you slip out here tonight.
What?
For our audience. Some weird secret society stuff, like who really did 9/11, like.
I know a lot of that. I'm going to say things like that.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of like, you know, we kind of like figured out who did that. It was like an inside job. And
right.
How did
Beyonce become such a big star, and you know, things like that. But anyway, let's get off of that, because I don't want to. You had your car blown up. I don't want that
exactly.
to happen.
But that's trivial, by the way, of like selling your soul for something, because that was also something that was asked by him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good person. I'm not evil. I'm just a pagan. So mm-hmm. it's like, I'm not going to do something where, oh, yeah, give me this, because I'm like, no, I can do that myself. And that's my true response.
And it comes back threefold.
But the thing is, you don't know what kind of contract you're going to get. You don't know, you know?
Right.
So I will never make a contract, and I won't join a secret society, because I will fuck up. I will tell everything.
Okay. So here's... I
would tell everything.
I knew this was going to be like this, and... I've got to get these questions out. These are questions because it's all we're getting down to like the last 10 minutes. I have to ask these two questions.
Mm-hmm.
A, there's many beautiful women in Hollywood. Why you? Why do these rock stars gravitate to you?
I don't know. I mean,
why do you think? You're beautiful.
Yeah.
But there's beauty all around. What sets you apart?
I don't know. Just that's what I'm like. Anna, I don't go out a lot. So when I do go out, it's like, you know, it's like I don't go to places where you would meet them. Hence, I met him at a studio, and I met him at dinner. So.
Well, I think because I worked at the Rainbow and I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of girls just be like, over rock stars.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was so not me.
No. What, yeah. Because you're very confident. You don't feel like you need them as a stepping stone or you even need them in your life. You're just very confident. And I think that's very rare.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's very attractive.
The Rainbow has delicious pizza. I love the pizza at the Rainbow. Yes. I love it.
They have a lot of fun things there.
I'm like, I have a pizza tattoo. It's
let me see.
But yeah, so graciously, this? I never dated a rock star from the Rainbow.
There's none there.
Exactly.
That's what
I was going to get at.
Because you DJ there. There had to be some rock star.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
There was just Lemmy, and then there was a couple of groupies that had their tits hanging out. I fucked David Lee Roth back in the day, and they're drunk and falling on their face. I mean,
I love cock.
And so my attire was, when I met Trent, was... I was doing modeling at the time, modeling.
Right.
So I had like an all black pantsuit. It came up to my neck.
Right.
By the way, and it was like cuffed up, and like I had a long trench black coat. So you saw no breast, you saw no nothing. Hence, the first one was pig, and then my girlfriend had a really cool corset on. She had like D boobs, and so she had this cool corset and her D boobs like on top of here. True story. And she had this really cute black leather skirt and like these like leather open toe shoes. And then I'm like the girl, church girl, is all like, you know,
right.
You know, and he, you know, he's like, he wanted to meet me. And, you know, so that's how that came about. And the same thing with Pogo. I dressed the same way, like right. down, the same style.
So you met him in the studio, was that right?
Yeah, at the studio. And then that's when we kind of like, we start talking. And then Modern Weapons, you know, which is my producer now, one of my guys, he had a show. And so me, Jason Miller from Godhead, my Russian girlfriend, and so we went out, and there was Madame Wayne Gacy and Tim Scold.
Right.
Yeah, so basically I was talking to Madame Wayne Gacy, and then when I left, he was telling Tim Scold, yeah, you know, Soraya, you know, I kind of like her, I don't know if she likes me. He's like, what? So anyway, so this is a conversation that Pogo kind of like told me, and so I had left at that point, and so Pogo, he goes like, we should call her. So then I get a phone call, and then there's Pogo talking about, like, hey, what are you doing? Can you come pick me up? So I was like, yeah, sure. So I came by.
Hey, how are you doing? Can you go pick me up?
Well, no, well, he talked to
me. Panty dropper line.
Yeah, how did I miss that line?
Yeah, because
I don't want to take the bus, babe.
Well, no, he had his car there, but he'd been drinking. Wow. He was drinking. So he didn't want to drive. He said, can I come back and pick him up because he didn't want to drive?
Pick me up. I'm fucked up. Good.
Yeah. So I went back. So I went back and I picked him up, and because he had to go get his car in the morning. And then he told me, like, the whole conversation. He's like, yeah, but by the way, like, that was a mediator. And Tim was like, you know, give her a call now. So basically he was standing with Tim when he called me to make sure that he made the connect. Because he was like, yeah, and, you know, I don't know if she likes me like that. And he was
so
like,
Tim Scold hooked you up with Madame
exactly.
Wayne Gacy. Okay.
So Tim Scold is the thing for the whole me and Madame Wayne Gacy. And then, of course, I came back and picked him up. And then we got his car the next day. And then, you know, he just kind of, like, just liked me. And he would always come over. And he just stayed. And then I moved him in. So we lived we lived on Beechwood.
Right.
And then we got a house in Hollywood Hills. At the very top of Hollywood Hills.
Okay. That,
yeah. And you still live there with him?
No, that was my house.
And you still live there? No, he moved in.
He moved
in with you.
Yes. On Beechwood. Yeah, yeah. And then I got a house in Hollywood Hills at the top of it. And I was together, so he moved in my house in Hollywood Hills at the very top. So we was like a move in. We had the black cats and the blood on the walls, and the black walls, pentagrams everywhere. My own doing, of course. You know, I was the freak.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
you
seriously.
You and Pogo, and you're the freak.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And this is when he left Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a freak, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it was my place, the black walls, the blood everywhere,
because
I wear blood.
You wear blood, yes.
Yeah.
Now, why do you wear blood?
Because, well, it's for, like, since yeah, I'm spiritual,
you, but,
thank you, it's for, like,
that's more satanic.
Well, no, creation and redemption. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Creation and redemption.
I don't know anything about
salvation.
Yeah?
And I'm the only one who does. I am
artist. But it's not your blood.
No, it's not my blood. If it could be, it would be, but it's not.
But it's not human blood.
No, it's not.
But it's not animal blood.
No, I make blood. Like, I'm pro-life.
Okay. So it's stage blood.
Yes. Well, no, I make it. I hand make it. So I have, like, and you can eat it, by the way. Like, it's that good.
Well, yeah.
Does it coagulate, like, blood? Like, you can
Yeah, it looks so real. I went out after I did the shoot, and I was like, oh, my God, like, are you okay? Like, you're bleeding. I said, no, it's, you know, it's blood, but it's fake blood. Right. I make blood. It looks so real, but it does. So it doesn't come off, doesn't drain off. It just, you know, it's thick.
Hmm. Where does the time go? Wow. We didn't even get to your out. So I'm still getting over the blood thing. I'm trying to figure out. There's so many things I have to ask you.
There's so many things we have to, because I got to go to a show, so.
I know. We do have to. You have a new, you have a new album coming out.
Yeah, You Wanna Fuck a Rock Star.
Well, that's a single. That's on YouTube.
That's the album. The album is named You Wanna Fuck a Rock Star, and every song on the album is called just that. You Wanna Fuck a Rock Star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like it's one.
Do you have any tips on fucking rock stars that you can give our audience besides what you're talking about?
No, just stay spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And you may be on a reality show, you were telling me?
Yeah, well, no, I am on a reality TV show. I just booked one, and through my manager, mm-hmm. Michael Blickley, and Electro Management, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, so right now it's in codename Go to Hollywood or Go Home, and it's about us just doing our careers in Hollywood. And so we have a budget and whatever. So I get to do every movie that I write, and I get to get a cool record deal, obviously, and get to tour. So the whole world see me doing that. Mm-hmm. And, like, the movies actually come out. My album actually come out because I could tour and all that stuff and, you know, record deal and all that. So a new record.
So do you think Gotham Nightmare is going to stick?
Yeah, that's my name, Gotham Nightmare. Like, that's the official Gotham Nightmare Seraphim of Nazareth. Of course, Yolanda Jean Thorpe, because that's my birth name. So I always carry that.
Okay. And Nikki, why did you take a hiatus from comedy? That's what I do want to know that.
Didn't feel like doing it anymore.
Right. Well, I remember seeing posts on social media, and that was this.
But I was like, I'm also really tired of going to open the mics and then hearing, like, people calling me, being like, she did your joke. This is, like, people are doing, emulating me or something. Like, but I'm like, I don't think I'm that great. Like, I don't think I'm anyone, you know? And I'm like, why do I keep hearing stuff about that? And it really bothers me. So I'm like, I'd rather just not do it at all.
I've only known you very, like, an hour, and I think you're hilarious.
Oh, no, thanks.
Well, you are hilarious. But I mean, I think, I had to get away from L.A. for a couple years.
And I just hate people. I hate most of the people. But we can't talk about that. No, we can talk about it. We can talk about it later.
No, I don't like most of the comics either.
Yeah, I don't.
And they don't like me.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if they like me or not.
If you're moving to Redondo where I am, we can go hit the Comedy Magic Club down there in Hermosa.
Yeah, and then there's Comedy Magic. Jump in there. Yeah, and my friend Chris Cope always goes there. Like,
I kid. Some people like me.
I met him at the Rainbow.
Oh, he's so great.
Yeah, I was super drunk telling him Charlie Sheen cocaine jokes.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Tell us a Charlie Sheen cocaine joke.
Charlie Sheen's coke dealer used to be my coke dealer. We had the same
really?
Coke dealer.
Nice.
That was nice.
Well, cool. What's a Charlie Sheen cocaine joke?
I don't know. They're so stupid. It's like, how much cocaine can Charlie Sheen do enough to kill 2.5 men? Like,
I can't think of a better ending. And Gotham Nightmare Sarah from Yolanda. We'll have to have you back because we haven't even talked about the whole TMZ thing.
Exactly. There's like so much more.
But
there's
a whole onion that needs to be unwrapped. But.
And then Nikki and I are going to go carpool.
Yeah, we're going to carpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well,
when I moved to Redondo. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but before we go, so Nikki, now you are doing shows again.
But you're not going to get pizza. I'll have pizza.
You have pizza. Yeah, I'll have whiskey.
You have whiskey.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt the
CIA bond. With the dark mark.
Yes, July 7th. But are you doing any other shows?
I'm doing the Van Nuys Comedy Club on the July 4th.
Oh, the Springbok.
Yeah, is it Springbok now? Well, is it at Springbok or is it Van Nuys?
It is Springbok.
It is fucking Springbok?
Yeah.
Is it that, Billy Batts?
Yeah.
Billy fucking Batts is doing that?
Yes. You didn't know who booked you?
I don't know.
Billy Batts. Anyway, I'm glad to see you're doing comedy because you're very funny.
Thank you. Thanks. I think I have another show next. I might do the Lexington on Tuesday.
Okay, well, I mean, you know,
for Ed Galvez, because I'll do a drop in there.
People probably hear this a month from now, 2 months from now.
Yeah, so sorry, just go to All Hail Miss Wants on Twitter, because I'm I like
all
tweeting.
Hail and response. You have a lot of Twitter followers.
I know. Well, not that many. That's a lot. Like 8,000.
More than I do. Yeah, but 8,000 is pretty decent.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Look,
Chris Cope is like 150.
Yeah, but he's got credits.
I know.
Anyway, speaking of credits.
I don't even have credit. Well, all things comp. Well, not really anymore.
Right,
I did
right. My big credit was I was on Twins Happily Ever After for 30 seconds. It's a big credit.
I thought you were going to say Twins the movie with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's good. That was like dope.
Anyway, all hail Ms. Wants. That's her real name.
Ms. Wants, that's my real. I can't believe it. I think I said my tits were real. My smile is fake. Maybe that's what it was.
Well.
Whatever. Nikki Wants is my real name.
Your tits and your smile are always real to me. And Yolanda, Gotham, Seraphim, give us everything that's going on right now with you and how people can get over you.
Okay, well, right now, like, I'm doing the reality TV show, mm-hmm. and so we're in the first beginnings of that, which, like I said, like, everything that I write is going to be put out, and which is Revelation of Bullshit End Times, where he's one of the gothic comedians in the
yes,
show.
Yes, I will be in your movie that will be on your show now.
Yeah, Revelation of Bullshit
that's
End Times.
That's how you met.
Exactly. Yeah, so that, and then, of course, the music, You Wanna Fuck a Rock Star, that's going to be on the show also. Mm-hmm. So, but right now, you go on YouTube, you know, you can, like, you know, hear it and listen and stuff, And for the single of You Never Loved Me, you can actually download it now, like right. buy it. But they want everything to come out on the show. So that way we have like a bigger release, you know?
I just remembered a question I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
I have to ask this. On Amazon, there was some really trashy, horribly written reviews about your album.
Oh, the Mutual event.
Yes.
One of them
said you had a fake tan.
Do I have a fake tan?
No.
I thought that was... Did you read that?
Yeah.
It's the most ridiculous thing
I've
ever
said. Someone said you had a fake tan?
Yeah, okay. Because if they said... Yes, it was her fake tan. I was like, no, it's a real tan. Like I've darkened. I got
yes.
darker. But it's a real
Creole.
Tan.
You're Creole.
Yeah. I said, no, it's my real tan. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, she's like, staying in the tanning booth too long. She has a fake tan.
That's what he says.
Yeah, and I said, because my features are Caucasian. Like, when you see my photo shoot, I have a lot of European features,
right?
And then of course I have darker skin, so they think like I said no, it's my skin color. So yeah, I was like, I got like a lot of weird stuff.
That's gotta be the worst review ever.
I don't know if that's racist or not.
That's no, completely racist.
It's totally weird. Racist, right? Am I wrong being like that's I'm offended by that in a weird way?
No, because it's not because I have Caucasian features, and when I said like how wow, she's really pretty. It's like. So basically, it's like she had a fake tan. She shouldn't. She should have stayed at a tanning booth, and you know, some other words.
It's racist against tanning booths. Anyway,
yeah.
Go to seraphimofnazareth.com.
Yeah.
And Twitter, Facebook, look up all of her many names. You'll find things there.
Yeah, you feel like a lot. Like I have a history of controversy.
Yes, and Hannah, you have no controversy. Hail Hannah Bach on Instagram. You will not be on the show for about a month.
I will not be on the show for a month. I do have controversy, but I keep my mouth shut.
Right. And you have fucked rock stars.
We'll talk about it. I have not fucked rock stars. I have had opportunities, but I've partied with rock stars.
Right. And
which is like my song, Have you ever snorted cocaine with the rock star?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, that's
me. I never have, but...
Is your Hail Hannah? Hail
I'm Hail Handbox 666.
And I'm all Hail Miss Wants. We have
yeah.
Hail.
Yeah, there we go.
and you have and everybody worships you, so...
We're going to team up.
Anyway, we're going to totally team up.
This love has it. Been a great show. Goth Comedian on all social media. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.